that's a big question. Thank you. And I'll try not to geek out on it too much. We are heavily grant-funded organization, and what grant opportunities, most of our grants are through King County. They allow us to provide programming to meet needs that are not met through our regular core programs. So Danny is a fantastic grant writer. We're a good team, yeah. So we seek funding for areas where we have gaps. So for example, a recent grant that we applied for and got was to bring the Help Me Grow support or connection support program to Vashon. It's kind of it meets sort of the gap between resource connections with families with children 5 and under. So it's a little bit of a crossover between our OASIS Community Resource Navigation Program, which serves any islander experiencing poverty and getting connected to basic needs supports and resources, and also applying for those supports. And then this Help Me Grow grant will allow us to really focus and specialize on bringing those supports to families with very young children. It's not just connecting them to resources, but really the warm connections piece is important, because it means that we're going to be walking alongside them until those services and access to resources are completed. So that was an area where we saw a gap and saw this opportunity and went for it, and are excited to be bringing this program and these services to the island starting in January. Well, wrapping up in January. On the website, but they can certainly call our front desk, 206-463-5511, and if they would like to complete that survey, then we can follow up with them and make sure they get a copy. Or they can pick up a paper copy in our front office.
Campaign, and our goal for to reach toward the end of the year is 100,000, and we crossed over 50,000 last week. So about 51,000 right now. This is just before Giving Tuesday, which is next Tuesday, December 2nd, and we're going to be sending out emails to everyone who's on our list, our email list, and for Giving Tuesday, that's that international 40-day-hour time period where nonprofits receive have a kind of an open-ended period for folks to donate. So we're going to be sending that out. You can also go on our website and donate, where it says support us at uifs.org. And after that will be kind of the end-of-the-year campaign, so folks are looking for a way to a shout out to Toulouse Winery. And they have some things coming up that we were going to introduce. All right, so let's see. We'll start with December. Let me see. December 6th. There is a sparkle up for the holidays party from 12 to 5 p.m. And bring your friends, bring your kids, bring a book. And they're going to be hosting in the tasting room. Go ahead and make a reservation. And this is a tinsel hair pop-up event. I'm not quite sure what that is, but it's a tradition. It's been going on for a while. And you know, it's a little bit wild, but I'm just imagining that it's like hair made of tinsel.
Leadership for said this before, and how many of us have had jobs in the past where there might be one or two personalities where it's like,
summer grant through the King County Integrated Care Network, and usually when we apply for that funding, we support some kind of youth group, but our clinical director, Michelle Carl, last summer said, you know, I heard about another provider, they're doing like free movie nights, and it's been wildly successful. People come together, they have a nice conversation, it's kind of light, but it builds community, it reduces isolation. We're like, let's try it, we'll see how it goes. So we piloted it last summer, and my goodness, it was successful. So continue that programming this fall, and I'll give an update on all of our upcoming movies. And then we built it into our proposal for mental illness and drug dependency funding for 2026 and 2027. So we'll be offering regular movie nights with a followed up by a free toiletry to the community, a meaningful movie, a movie that kind of pulls our, is thought provoking, has a theme of connection or healing, and then it's with free popcorn and pizza. That's all right. And then a discussion. We were really surprised, Tom, you remember this from last summer. We thought, okay, well, we're going to do a discussion after with one of our counselors. Not sure how many people are going to stay. Almost everybody stayed. Everybody on a pizza. I think it was the discussion. I think people are looking for ways to connect in community. They aren't, we do a lot of intensive one-on-one counseling, couples counseling, family counseling, SUD, but this is a way to kind of address those things that is, kind of outside the traditional model. And that's within the mental illness and drug. We're going to, I think the county's changing that name because it's a little clunky. But that's what the big funding is for. It's to address gaps that are not met in kind of the regular format. So we will be having more movies in the upcoming years, and we'll let everybody know about it.
I'm so happy to hear that. Last summer, I was surprised.
talk briefly about, like, maybe people can come dressed as their
character?
We'll see where we go with that. And this particular movie might be led by not Carnation, but like one of our other staff members who will kind of draw out conversations, but we're excited about it. And Emmy, who did you? I'm pretty sure I was identified most of the valley. She was close to the Carnation. Also put together a food resource map that people can access on our website, I mean on our Facebook page, Spells Management, and then we at VOA FS are about to open doors. We just got built this week and we're putting up signage on our own little pop-up food pantry, and this is adorable. It's a big, it is adorable. It's a good idea just to have one more, you know, way that people can feel like they have access and they're never left alone, and no one in this community should be hungry. We'll be posting resources in the pantry. It's open to the public. We will let you know, of course, when it is officially open, and we're posting on our website and also on Facebook for people who want to access. Open to everybody. No questions asked. There it is. It's just to build out that network. And then if folks want to donate, we'll also have some guidance for those lovely people who want to donate. I think the food bank is going to help us with some of that too. So. One more way to make sure that everybody is getting fit. Yeah.
Well, Tom, I did I feel like I need to more properly acknowledge Spirit Hotel and something.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I apologize. So this is from Heather, and it's a consultancy that helps global tech and policy organizations navigate digital identity and standards development. Founder Heather Flanagan brings her international expertise to local causes like VOFS because strong communities start with connection.
Thank you.
services are getting connected to basic needs, please do not hesitate to reach out to our front desk, Ms. Molly, who keeps us all grounded, at 206-463-5511, and we'll get you connected. And then just thank you to all the folks that have given so far to support our work. And those three might be